This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, and we talk about fishing and hunting in the great outdoors, and we hope you're wide awake this morning unless you're still in bed and just kind of rolling over and listening kind of half and, you know, that type of thing. But we do invite you to call in no matter whether you're in bed, out of bed, on the road, or wherever you might be. Our phone number here is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. And I find it interesting that since I've been here 30 years, that the phone number has never changed. It's never changed from WCBM 680. And for the alphabetically challenged, it's 922-6680, right?
That's right. It's always been that way.
Yeah, it's always been that way. It's kind of interesting how they did that.
Yeah, funny. Like,
yes.
One of the sponsors, like their fish line.
You know. Do what now?
It's like the fish line for...
Oh, for Clyde's.
Yeah.
247 Fish.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But it took decades for Alan to figure out 247 kind of translated to 24/7. Anyway.
Well, you were focused on other things.
I've always been focused on other things, but, that's the way it is. So, how's the fishing been? We understand the fishing's been pretty good out there for those of you who are... fishing for striped bass. Went across the Bay Bridge last Saturday morning, I guess, and on the way home, both sides loaded up with boats. So I'm guessing that there's fish near the Bay Bridge and the Eastern Bay and Love Point and Hackett's Bar and all those areas. Bloody Point's probably loaded up too. So, you know, just don't fish deeper than 20 feet because there's not much oxygen down there from what I'm hearing. So 410-WCBM-680 is our phone number. Let us know how you've done out there fishing, crabbing, and all of the other stuff. So, hey, our buddy John B. says, hey, this morning. Morning, John. Robin is not here this morning. She's got other things to do, so she stayed at the house and is doing some stuff down there. And crabbing folks out there, those of you who crab, working on the Maryland Loves Crabs magazine. Should be out a little later this month. And if you got any pictures of you folks eating crabs, catching crabs, holding up crabs,
Steaming crabs.
Steaming crabs, that's right, steaming crabs. Yeah, that's not something you want to eat raw. No.
No.
Feel free to send us a photo of you and yours, and, you know, ones preferably without beer in them, you know. I mean, although that's part of it, you know, beer and crabs, I get that, but we're not going to promote any particular brand or bottle of beer in our magazine because we don't have any liquor stores and we don't have any beer sponsors or anything like that. It's just kind of a thing that we have stayed away from actively pursuing. Not that we wouldn't.
Yeah, but you know. How about some crab recipes?
Well, sure, crab recipes are good. We got Richard's crab soup.
Okay.
That came in, you know, remember Richard traded Robin for the grandmommy's mac and cheese recipe. We've got some crab panna cotta. Got a restaurant.
Okay.
Yeah, that's coming in. And then we've got a crab Wellington recipe.
Oh. where is it? I want it.
Well, see, Robin and I went to this restaurant in Delaware, and we had, I had, a salmon topped with crab meat Wellington.
I'm hungry.
I know.
I don't care what time it is.
I had a Rice Krispie treat. Come on, you know. Anyway, yeah, you can't turn that into anything good. Not a Rice Krispie treat. So anyway, I sent a photo of it to our our cuisine gal, Carol Sherrington, and Carol went ahead and made some crab meat Wellington with raspberry limoncello something. That recipe coming out. So
you gained 20 pounds.
Yeah. Well, you know. Anyway. Recipes are good. We might run a recipe or two. That would be fun. I know we're going to run Richard's, but then we've got the, like I said, eating crabs, catching crabs, holding up a crab.
Anything crab related.
Anything crab related, yeah.
Except the beer.
Yeah. Our buddy Fred Reinthaler has been sending us a bunch of pictures, and we got some pictures last fall from Jim Livingston, who we actually wrote about. Or featured a few years ago. And so, I think that was in 2015. So, but he's got grandkids out there. They're all catching crabs and stuff. So it's all good. There's that little sound there is my new notification for, text. And Chuck says, morning. Chuck's up this morning. Morning, Chuck. So feel free to call in, buddy. Tell us what's going on if you want. So, We're just anticipating a great magazine. We're out and about, and we've got some new folks in there, and you know, same old folks in there, but you know, new events. So it's all good. Got to get to Crisfield the beginning of the week, and then Robin's birthday's coming up this week, so we're gonna celebrate that. Take a little trip for a night or two, a little getaway, and then back at it strong, and you know. Just keep on keeping on, you know, like Will and Sonny.
I'm getting it.
How many of you remember that show from the mid-70s?
Was it, you know, you were on your way up here and something just...
No,
kinda...
just, yeah, no.
Because all the trucks, I mean, they love driving this early in the morning.
Oh, I know. There weren't a lot of trucks out this morning, a couple. Oh, my gosh, we've been traveling all week somewhere or another. You know, we went through Laurel yesterday down 50 and, traffic has been just miserable this week, no matter what day I've been out. Fridays are particularly bad, but, you know.
Exactly. Well, I mean, now's the time that everybody's from this side of the Bay Bridge and to the other side.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, it's going to be this way until after a little bit after Labor Day.
Yeah. I mean, I've been in Prince George's County. I've been in, in Waldorf the other day. I can't remember where all I've been this week, actually. Honestly, it's just been a whirlwind, you know. When I work... And believe it or not, folks, I do have a job. I work for myself. When I work and I'm talking to folks about, you know, working with us in the Crab Magazine, days are just like a blur, you know. I'll get home, I have a pocket full of business cards, I'll have handwritten notes, you know, I'll have a Crab Magazine with changes on it from last year, you know, that type of thing. Oh, I'll tell you, one of my treats this week, believe it or not, I met with Captain Seaweed.
Okay.
Never met him before.
You, I know you've talked to him. You've called here a couple times.
And he's on the station too. Delightful guy. Still driving a crab truck. Still delivering soft crabs and crabs to, you know, a lot of different businesses around and 82. He's 82 years old. Yeah, 82. So he'll be featured in the next magazine as well. So, but, pretty cool guy. Pretty cool.
So. Yeah, if you do what you love, it's never a day of work.
Exactly right.
And it keeps you young.
Yep. So, yeah, that was an interesting time. We got to meet the captain. So, I can't remember where all I'd been this week. I've been in Pikesville. I've been in... I don't remember.
Well, then my next question is, you may not be able to remember where you've been, but how many miles have you put on the truck?
There's 85,000 miles on my truck in 2 years.
So that should tell you you've been all over the place.
Yeah. I'm like Johnny Cash. I'm like Johnny Cash. Yeah. Been around. I've been a lot of different places. Yeah. But it's all been mostly in Maryland. You know? So I think we first got the truck. the first trip was to Myrtle Beach, getting used to the truck. Mm-hmm. Oh, good grief. There were some features on that truck that I had no clue how to fix. But we got to figure it out, so it's all good. Like every time you pull up to an intersection, the motor shuts off.
Why?
That's what it's supposed to do.
Oh, to save gas.
I guess, whatever it's supposed to do. It just gets real quiet, shuts off, and then as soon as you take your foot off the brake, it starts up again.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, apparently it's a feature of the newer vehicles, so. Yeah. And you know, I'm still in the same set of tires. And I probably have another 10,000 miles to go on those tires, 85,000 miles.
I was going to say, those are really good tires.
They are good tires, yes, yes. Goodyear, like W&W mm-hmm. Tire and Auto Sales.
Okay.
So, yeah, no question. So I recommend them. I recommend W&W Tire and Auto because they're a sponsor. So anyway, we're prattling. Why are we prattling? Because we have no callers.
And the reason we have no callers is because they may be going to
they may be going fishing. They mm-hmm. may be going crabbing. They're listening in their cars. I listened to WCBM the whole way up here from Easton. Came in loud and clear. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Because yeah, I think that's when we power up, our signal is going to change a little bit, but not much.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. That'll happen in a little while.
I got it. So.
Well, the thing is, though, I know people are listening, but just because they're listening, for some reason, they are scared to call in.
I don't know why they're frightened of me. I'm a
teddy bear.
I'm a harmless little teddy bear. Yeah,
I've known you for years.
And I'm very huggable.
I still have both of my hands.
I'm very huggable.
Yep. But the previous producer, well, he lost a few digits because of a couple of things that you said to him. Got him upset. Bit his fingers off.
Did he really?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Well.
Because you're so harmless.
I am harmless, but, you know, I just like Chris, I like people who care about the job.
Yeah.
So it's all good. Anyway, yes, and Robin reminded me that I was in Southern Maryland, and that mileage doesn't include the mileage on her car, because we travel in her car from time to time, too.
Okay.
Yeah, so she's got a 2018 SUV, so. 410-922-6680. I beeped at Paul and Natalie this morning.
You did?
Yeah, they were pulled off down along Ritchie Highway in Pasadena. You know, they're sign bandits. They go out early in the morning and they plant their signs along the highway. Those little temporary stick-in-the-ground signs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, they normally call in about this time.
About this time, but that's all right. I didn't do any fishing this week.
And the reason being, you can't say it was because of the rain.
No, I can't say it's because of the rain. It's hard to troll when you're in your truck. I mean, you can. But it beats up the lures when it's on the highway.
Just a wee bit.
Just a little bit. All the paint comes off the bucktails, unfortunately. We got an interesting comment from Pete down at Chesapeake Outdoors. He says, here's a question for you. He pulled out this guide to fishing and crabbing for 2018-2019. And on page 13, it's talking about recreational crabbing licenses and crab pot registration and all that type of thing, about who needs a license and so forth. He circled this with a highlighter and underlined it. It said, what does this mean? I said, what? And it's under crabbing license exemptions. You do not need a license if you're using the following gear, hand lines and dip nets. If you're crabbing without a license using license-exempt gear, you're still limited to the unlicensed crabber limits, no more than 24 male hard crabs and no more than 12 soft crabs or male peeler crabs. Okay? Here's the part that he had in question. You also do not need a license if you are bullet point, assisting another individual who has a recreational crabbing license, or bullet point, crabbing from a boat that is displaying a recreational crabbing boat decal. I get the boat thing, okay? But his question was, what does assisting mean? Somebody's crabbing,
mm-hmm.
And you're assisting. You don't need a license. What does that mean, assisting?
Would that be like a deckhand?
Might be a deckhand. But if you're assisting somebody crabbing, does that mean you're netting the crabs? Does that mean you're holding the belt to keep them from going overboard? Does that mean you're pulling the trot line? What does that mean?
Because that is a very good question.
Because any of those things could be, you know, other than holding on to a guy's belt, could be considered crabbing, don't you think? It's all part of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if one person is engaged in the act of crabbing and somebody is assisting that doesn't need a license, how do you assist somebody to who's crabbing? I mean.
No, but you're right. Even
are you
when
baiting
you're
the trap?
You are actually doing the job.
Are you baiting the trap? Are you just lowering her trap down in? I mean, all of those things is assisting. Am I right or wrong?
No, you're right.
I don't know. It's one of those things within the law.
That nice shade of gray.
In particular regulations within DNR.
Okay.
Where the statute, not statute, but the regulation is written so broadly.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
That you can do just about any damn thing you want
with it. That's right. That's that nice shade of gray.
I don't even know if it's gray. I think it's a nice shade of mist.
Heavy mist.
Yeah. It's that beautiful shade of fog that they can say, well, here's the regulation. It's code, blah, 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 blah.
Well, it's like a lot of things. You write it a particular way so you can bend it for special circumstances.
Yeah, that's right. All right. Well, I'm going to throw that question out, okay? I'm not going to throw it out. I'm going to introduce it into the conversation, okay? I'm going to toss it to the sharks out there who are listening. Page 13, recreational crabbing license. What does it mean if you are to assist another individual who has recreational crabbing license and you don't? What does it mean to assist them? That is our quiz of the day.
Dum, dum, dum,
things
dum,
that
dum,
make
dum,
you
dum,
go,
dum.
Speaking of Chesapeake Outdoors, first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. That's right. It is Kent Island's largest selection of fishing and crabbing supplies, including, of course, everything you need for crabbing, from traps to nets to live boxes to bait, and everything you need for fishing, including custom bucktails, parachutes, umbrellas, custom planer boards, lines and flags, rods, reels, and tackle for the Chesapeake Bay, the tidal rivers, freshwater, panfish to rockfish. You've got it. Live bait, frozen bait, too. Yeti coolers, Costa Del Mar sunglasses, big giant selection, brand-new display case. You ought to see that. For hunting, they've got, of course, firearms and ammunition. They've got camouflage clothing. They've got all types of archery gear, including the new Raven crossbow, which is the hottest lick out there. And so where is this place? Well, this place is located on Kent Island, exit 39B, Dominion Road, headed in the eastbound direction. You just get off on 39B, Dominion Road, and you'll go right around the block there, and you'll see Chesapeake Outdoors. That phone number, 410-604-2500. Their courteous, friendly, and knowledgeable staff is standing by to assist you. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners rated number one, carrying nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex at Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Hinesville Linex. New location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex. Hey, guess where I stopped for a cup of coffee the other day? Bay Country Bakery in Cambridge. Not only a great breakfast from 6 to 11, Monday through Friday and all day Saturday, but guess what? They have some of the most delicious, and I mean this with all my sincere heart, delicious fresh baked donuts, pastries, cookies, and breads on the Eastern Shore. We selected them out of everybody on the shore to do.
And it was spectacular.
Yeah,
it
they
was
did,
delicious
they did
cake.
Cupcakes and cakes for our
yes.
wedding reception down on.
Wonderful.
Yeah, and Chris was there. So how about that? Anyway, I'm driving by the convenience stores. I'm driving by the coffee shops just to get to Bay Country Bakery for a donut or two and a fresh cup of coffee. You just look for the big donut on the side of the bakery, and from 11 till 2, you grab a tasty lunch. Gina and Dave Levy are your host. They're trained chefs. They strive to bring you the best. Bay Country Bakery is located at 2951 Coastal Highway, just through Cambridge on Route 50 East. Think Big Donut. Visit their website or visit their Facebook page. You can like them on Facebook. Bay Country Bakery. Be sure to stop by. Say hello. Maybe you'll see Robin and me there. Never know.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM. Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is the lifeline to a nation. And men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go, doing what they best know how to do. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, 'cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man. Get a steady hand and pull that rope behind. Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on.
Yeah, we'll send it out to our buddy Stan and all the rest of our truck driving friends out there. Hope you're listening here on WCBM 680 to the Outdoorsman Radio Show. And we ask the question, and here's an answer from our buddy Dale in Easton. What does it mean to assist somebody who has a crab license?
Well, I don't necessarily know what that is, but how analogous, Alan, is that to fishing? Rubber catching hickory shad.
Yes.
You bail them, and I'm netting. Don't have a rod in my hand. Do I need a license?
I don't know.
Same. I mean,
you have a have a license, though, right?
Yes, but again, if...
Well,
yeah, I got an old farts license anyway, but I'm not fishing, but I'm assisting you in fishing. Do I need a license?
I don't see.
Is this the same thing that deals with the crabbers?
Well, here's one. Need a license to hunt rabbits, correct?
Correct.
If you have a pack of beagles and you want to train them, you need a license to train your beagles on rabbits. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyone who accompanies you needs a license in training a rabbit dog.
Okay.
But it's not hunting season.
Interesting.
But anyone who assists you or accompanies you while you're training your rabbit dogs needs a hunting license. Seems a little odd, doesn't it?
Well, again, let's carry this one step further. You're rabbit hunting. You're out accompanying some rabbit hunters, but you're not hunting. You're not carrying a gun.
Right.
You're out stomping the bush. Do you need a license?
Well, if there are dogs involved, that could that be considered training, even if
training.
It's in season?
Gets curiouser and curiouser, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And, you know, everybody's covered because of the way the regulations are written in cloud language. Yes.
Yeah, clouds, that's those white things up in the sky, isn't it?
There's not much, yeah. I mean, you know, it kind of obscures things, you know. When they fall to ground, they fall to the earth. It becomes fog, right? So cloud on the ground is fog. But
that's right.
Yes, cloud. I think that's the way we need to start referring to some of these regulations as cloud language.
But again, you can see how some of these are analogous.
Of course.
In terms of
maybe
they have the same person writing the regulations, no matter if it's hunting or fishing. They just, you know.
Well, okay, let's take it into a little different hunting scenario. You are accompanying a youth hunter on a youth day hunt. You're not hunting. You're not allowed to hunt. You're not allowed to carry a weapon or a firearm or a bow or anything. But you're with that young person. You have to have a license.
Right. You must be accompanied by a licensed
hunter. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, yeah.
But again, I can.
What is it?
I would think the crabbing one. I mean, that's probably a little more vague, because again, like you say, are you helping them net the crabs, sort the crabs, count the crabs?
Right. I get it.
Well, fishing, if you don't, I would think that if you did not have a rod in your possession or were not observed using, you know, holding the rod itself.
Right.
An actual fishing, I think that's probably a little more clear.
But you're bringing the fish to the creel.
Yes, you're actually helping, assisting if I'm netting your hickory shad.
But you're bringing the fish to the creel.
Yeah.
So are you fishing?
Or are you just assisting?
I don't know.
Uh-huh.
See?
Would be nice to get a clarification from the department.
Hey, a couple weeks, we're going to have a fun show. A fun show.
Okay.
We're going to have Z-Man and Dr. Love together.
Oh, my gosh. The dynamic duo.
Snakeheads and circle hooks. We're going to talk about all that here in a couple weeks.
Well, there's a few interesting legalities with both of those.
Yes, there are. So that's why we got them. So,
sounds like a wiener.
All right, buddy. Well, Dave wants to talk about assisting crabbing. So, Uncle Dale, let's see what Dave from Perry Hall has to say about that, and we'll let you go. Talk to you later.
Thanks, Alan.
See you, buddy. Bye-bye. Dave in Perry Hall, help us out.
Good morning, Alan.
Good morning.
I was only groggily hearing your talk. I just rolled out of bed.
All right. Well, let me review real quick. On page 13 of the regulations under recreational crabbing license and crab putt registration, 2018-19 Maryland Guide to Fishing and Crabbing, it's talking about crabbing license exemptions, okay? And it says hand lines, dip nets, and so forth. And then it says you also do not need a license if you are assisting another individual who has a recreational crabbing license. What is the definition of assisting? What are you doing? Are you rolling the bushel basket over for them to put the crabs in? Are you counting the crabs? Are you netting the crabs? Are you baiting the trap? What are you doing? If you're doing any of that, aren't you engaged in the actual act of crabbing?
Well, here's my guess, but it's an assumption. No matter what kind of crabbing license you have, do you have a limit on how many you can catch?
Yes.
Okay, so you and I are in a boat.
Right.
And you have the license.
Yep.
And I do not.
Right.
I think from a practical standpoint, what it means is if the DNR pulls us over.
Mm-hmm.
But
if you have a boat license, you don't need a crabbing license. Either one of you. An individual crabbing license.
Okay.
So we're covered in a boat. What happens if you're on the dock?
Well, I'm guessing what it means is you still can't go over the limit for one person.
Yeah, I get that. But yeah, what, so is it, can, what does it mean to assist somebody who is licensed to crab?
Well, I could be pulling the line up, and I got the net and all that. It just means though we still can only catch enough crabs for one person. We can't go over. They're not going to nail us if we're under the limit for one person. You understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, I get it. You're basing it on the limit. I'm just trying to figure out what act you could be involved in as an assistant that doesn't fall under the actual act of crabbing. If you're netting, the crabs, you're crabbing.
Oh yeah, yeah. You're out there.
If you're baiting a trap, you're crabbing.
Yeah, I understand that. I think you could be doing anything. Helping somebody's got the license, you just can't go over their limit. That's what I'm. I think it's just
maybe our buddy Cameron's listening, our NRP guy. Maybe he'll.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe he'll be glad to chime in on that. So
that, I think it's the only thing they could cite you for. Then
right
is going past the limit for the one person.
Okay. Well, let's see what happens. Let's see
all
if somebody
right,
can nail that down. That you know, to me, a lot of times these regulations are like, you know, trying to nail Jell-O to the wall. You know what I mean?
I think as long as you're under the limit, you've got an argument that you can be doing anything you want to help somebody.
Got it. All right.
Yeah, it's just fun to go out and help somebody crab too.
It is. Sure, it is.
Maybe just giving you a break. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Hanging on to their belt so they don't fall in.
There you go.
All right, buddy. See ya. Thanks,
bye.
Dave. Bye-bye. Uncle Chuck, where you been?
At home. What do you think?
How you doing? Haven't heard from you in a while. I mean, I've heard from you personally, but we haven't heard from you on the show for a while.
I've had too much to call in about, so.
Ah, got it.
But I did want to call in this week to let your listeners know a development with the PCBA and you.
Oh, the PCBA, the Physically Challenged Bowhunters of America.
Right.
Yes,
right.
Indeed.
And Alan Ellis is one of the newest board of directors.
Yeah.
And thank you, sir.
Well, you're quite welcome. Thanks for asking. So it's an honor, actually.
Looking forward to having your insight into the activities of the board and the organization.
Well, we will do what we can, so we will. So, but yeah, I mean, glad to assist and do whatever I need to do. So, by the way, you need to send me a text with the amount and the address.
Okay,
you got that.
Okay.
So I'm looking forward to some of these meetings with the. You know, these phone conversation type board meetings, which are pretty cool.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So I don't have that much. It's just a briefly let your listeners know that you're now part of the PCBA and you're on the board.
Well, I appreciate that. Yep. So we'll do what we can with our limited capacity here. So. I mean, it's a good organization. I mean, I ran across PCBA before I ever met you, years ago out at the archery trade show.
And, oh, okay.
Yeah, I did. I found it very fascinating. And, you know, the effort they try to do to get the physically challenged folks out there in the field. And you know, Fran is a member and she's participated in the hunt. So
mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool. Pretty cool. So, yep, and it, you know, and I think maybe Robin and I would like to attend one of those hunts out of state one of these times, and just kind of hang out and see what it's all about.
Oh, that'll be fine. We'll talk to you about that.
Yeah. So let me know what's scheduled, and we'll do that. You guys have a fundraiser or something? You selling tickets or what's that?
No,
on?
We just finished a fundraiser for the Gillette Youth Antelope Hunt. They sold a commissioner's tag.
Right, right.
So, and that just in there isn't anything structured going on right now.
Okay,
so.
Gillette, Wyoming, and that's when? September sometime?
August.
August.
Yeah, because both are adult in the youth hunts. They're in different parts of the state, but they're in the month of August.
I got it. Archery in August in
Wyoming.
Gillette, Wyoming. Yeah, I did it in September. I did the firearms hunt out there for antelope, and it was pretty cool. My grandson, who just graduated from high school, just passed his hunter education test while I was in Wyoming, and he texted me and told me he'd passed it, and I just, that morning, I think I just killed a buck antelope for my first time ever, and that was pretty cool. So
right.
It was kind of a juxtaposition there of things that were going on back here and out there, and that was 2011, so it's been a while since I've been to Wyoming. Yeah, got to get back there, man. Got to get back there. So
yeah, because we split the hunt a couple of years ago and have adults going out to Lyman,
right,
in the western part, and then the youth and wheelchair hunters still go to Gillette.
Okay, got it. So are you going to be there?
No, not this year.
Not going to Gillette. Have you been in the past?
Oh, yeah. I went out 2013.
That's right. Yeah, I remember. I think you killed an antelope, didn't you?
Yeah,
I thought so.
The last Saturday morning, and it was after I...
That's right. You called it? Yeah.
Yeah. Missed one buck and also put one shot high and put it in no man's land. I remember that one.
Yeah, that happens. Yeah. It's a little different with a rifle at 240 yards as it is to at 20 yards at a water hole. So I want to do the archery.
Actually, it was a 20. It's about 40, but
okay.
I blame Diane for ranging it wrong.
Jeez. Nice. All right. She was in the act of assisting you.
Yes, she was. when she wasn't actually sleeping. You know.
Chuck, you're being hard there this morning. Just relax a little bit, will you?
Haven't I showed you the picture yet of her first sleeping in the blind?
I'm not sure.
I'll send it to you momentarily.
Okay. Thanks, man. Hey, thanks for asking me to be on the board. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. I'm glad we could work it out.
Yep. We'll talk soon. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Here goes Chuck. And Richard in Kingsville. Good morning, Richard. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Alan. How you doing, sir?
I'm good.
The question about assisting a crowd herd, I'm going to say it probably would be operating the boat would be fall into that category.
Well, that's possible, but if the boat's got a crabbing license, it doesn't matter if you have a license or not.
Yeah, the boat has it, covers everybody on the boat.
Right,
Up to 2 bushel. If
right.
It's recreational.
Right.
I crab under my brother's commercial license.
Okay.
It's a little bit different in that game.
Yeah, it is. Yep. A little bit different on the commercial side. I'm just trying to figure out what this means. You don't need a license if you're assisting another individual who has a recreational crabbing license.
Right. Now, I know you can't take no more than 2 bushel no matter how many licenses you're on the boat.
Well, if you don't have a license and you're crabbing with a hand line or dip net, you're only allowed 24 hard crabs and no more than 12 soft crabs or male peelers.
Right.
All
right.
Males.
If you're running traps or trout line,
so
it's one bushel.
Yeah, I'm going to bring this up again too. Why is the recreational limit figured in bushels?
Yeah, I know crabs, they vary in different sizes, and you might have three to four dozen in one bushel, and six to seven dozen in another bushel.
Exactly, but if you're crabbing without a license, okay. With a hand line or dip net, it limits you to 24. So why don't we just say that you're allowed 100 male crabs, or you're allowed 75 male crabs, or you're allowed, you know, a number rather than an arbitrary bushel that can contain, like you said, anywhere from 40 to 70.
Right. Yeah, I mean, but then with a hand line, it takes longer to catch crabs with a hand line and just a net pulling them up real slow.
Well, sure, I understand that.
You know?
Yeah, I understand.
Running the trout line.
But you're missing the point. The point is, recreationally, why don't they use a number? They do when you're doing a hand line. It's a number, 24 and 12. Why is it that it isn't a number when you're doing it from a boat or doing it from a trot line or whatever? You get to 75 crabs and you go, okay, there's 75, we're done.
But think about it. They are using a number. They're using one bushel. You know?
Yes, you are. But are we erring on the side of conservation?
Okay.
Or not? You get my point. If it's a good day and you're into the big crabs and you're catching 6-inch crabs, okay, you're catching 6-inch crabs. If you're catching 5 1/4-inch crabs, you're catching 5 1/4-inch crabs. More 5 1/4-inch crabs fit in the bushel than 6-inch crabs or 6 1/2-inch crabs. Am I correct on that?
Yes, you are.
Then why don't we use a number for the recreational angler?
I don't know. I can't tell you.
Nobody can for some reason.
Maybe somebody come out with a good answer.
Maybe. We'll see. Thank you, sir. Have a good one.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. There we go. We still don't know the answer. What does it mean? Let's take a break. Let's talk about Clyde Sports Shop, because they have stuff for crabbing. You know, Clyde's has anything and everything you could need for crabbing. No question about it. They've got the pots, the traps, the baskets with the lids. They've got the crab bait. They've got the seasoning. They've got the steamers. They've got the trot lines. If you need it for crabbing, Clyde's Sports Shop has it. No question about it. They also have everything you need for fishing. Rods and reels and line, and they have services like putting a new rod tip on or a new guide or cleaning your reel, getting the grit out of it, lubing it up and getting it ready for the season, putting new line on. Clyde's has all that stuff for fishing and crabbing, and they also have a 24-hour, 7-days-a-week fishing hotline called the 24-hour fishing hotline. And that phone number is 247-3474, which translates just like WCBM 680 into 247-FISH. 24/7 fish, that's easy to remember. That's their hotline number. Put 410 in front of it, and you're happy because you got all the information you need. Then you go to Clyde, you buy the bait, you buy the tackle, you buy the line, you buy the lures, and out the door you go. Simple, right? Stop by. See Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit. Number 9, 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop.
WCBM, Baltimore.
Unsettled weather here for the weekend with scattered showers and even thunderstorms today and tomorrow. Mostly cloudy skies for us here today, warm and humid with scattered showers and storms. Some of the storms producing heavy downpours at times and gusty winds, highs mid part of the 80s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms for us here tonight, upper 60s. Cloudy and cooler for Sunday with more showers, even a rumble of thunder possible tomorrow, high 73. Still a chance for showers Monday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number 1 and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bed liner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex. New location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex. Chesapeake Outdoors. That's your first choice for fishing and crabbing and even hunting on Maryland's Eastern Shore. No question about it. They've got the custom bucktails and parachutes and umbrella rigs if you're still trolling for rockfish. And there's still plenty of big fish out there that you could troll for. They've got the live bait. They've got the chum. They've got the frozen bait. Everything you need for any kind of rock fishing, including planer boards, lines, flags, all of that. And the habanero custom baits are great with the silicone skirts. They've got the crab traps. They got the crab pots. They got the crab live boxes. They've got the trot line. They've got the bait bags. They've got the white rubber boots. They've got the Grunden gear for crabbing, you know, for rain gear and that type of thing. They've got it all. Chesapeake Outdoors has Yeti coolers, and they have Costa Del Mar sunglasses, and they have Bubba Blade knives, and they have their own Chesapeake Outdoors t-shirts, which you could wear with pride. So why not stop by? Chesapeake Outdoors, located exit 39B Dominion Road, right off Route 50 East, little past crossing the Bay Bridge, just look for the big sign. You'll see that up on the right-hand side. Get off the very next exit between the Exxon and the 7-Eleven. Go around the block. Boom, you're right there in the parking lot, Chesapeake Outdoors. That phone number, 410-604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Cakes and rockfish too. We thanked the Lord and said the blessing, but what we forgot to do was to thank the man who by hand helped put food upon our plate. The man that dipped the crabs, cooked the fish, and cut the bait. The man that works our rivers, he's our neighbor, he's our friend. His backbone and his folks, the way he makes his living.
Talking about the water man, and sad news this week from the waterman community. After a long battle with cancer, Tommy Collins passed away. Tom was one of the partners in Cool Ice in Cambridge. And Cool Ice, a long time ago, was a sponsor on this show, 20-some years ago probably. And worked with Tommy on the Crab Magazine for a long time. And, you know, always looking for a deal, which is always good, you know. But I like Tommy. And a lot of people like Tommy, and the watermen like Tommy. And, you know, Cool Ice has been a huge factor in the seafood business here in Maryland. And so, Tommy, you're going to be missed by your friends, your family, and the whole waterman community. So we just want to pass our thoughts and our prayers out to your family and the folks at Cool Ice. You'll be missed. So, coming up next hour, we're going to talk to Chuck Stentz from Maryland DNR. We're going to talk about a prehistoric giant that roams our waters here in Maryland. A prehistoric giant. Bet you can't wait to hear about that, can you? And how they're being studied. These prehistoric giants are being studied by Chuck and his crew. And I've actually been with them on these adventures a couple of years ago. Yep. 98 degree day. All day. On the water. Yeah. I was barbecued at the end of the day. But it was fun. I enjoyed watching it. So we'll talk more about that here in the next hour. Chuck's already on the phone, so he'll be our guest here shortly, and we'll be talking about that. So, we've got maybe a minute left if somebody wants to call and give us their thoughts on what assisting a licensed crabber might be. If you don't need a license if you're assisting a licensed crabber, but what does that mean? assisting. I mean, if you're baiting the traps, you're crabbing. If you're putting the lines over, you're crabbing. If you're netting the crabs, you're crabbing. If you're, you know, maybe you're running a boat, but if you're in a boat, then the boat has a crabbing license and you're already covered. So what does that mean? I don't know. I don't know if we've actually figured it out or not. So maybe that's one of those up to the discretion of the officer when he checks you. You never know. I wonder if there don't get pinched programs underway this year. I'll have to reach out to the NRP and see if they're doing it again. So there's Paul in Ferndale. Where you been, buddy? Hey, man, you been working?
Yeah, I'm working.
Did you hear me blow the horn at you this morning on the way by?
No, I probably had the radio up too loud.
That's probably. Yeah, probably. You're probably sleeping in the truck down there on Route 2.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I blew the horn three times specifically so you would remember it was me. I'm not doing that anymore. If I pass you, I'm just going to blow by and not even worry about it.
All right.
You sound tired, buddy. You sound like you're ready to take a nap.
Oh, I've been up all day. I didn't go to sleep last night before coming out.
Why?
Well, my dog got sick.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
I was trying to take care of her, you know what I mean?
I do.
All over the place.
Yeah, I got it. So,
well, anyway, I got a silly answer for you with the assisting the crabber.
Okay, go ahead.
That would be, you're the one that gets the cold drinks, the sandwiches, holds the golf umbrella over top of their head when the sun comes out nice and bright.
You know what? I think you're right. I think that's exactly what it is. So. All right.
All right.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'll talk to you later.
All right, Paul. Thanks. Appreciate that. What else could it be? I think he's right. You know? Hey, go back to the machine and get some more ice and bring it out. And while you're out there, get me a Gatorade. I get it. Oh, my. Well, there's the music. We've come to the end of another scintillating version of the Outdoors and Radio Show. Next hour, Chuck Stentz. We're going to talk about a prehistoric beast swimming in Maryland waters. Now get out, stay out, stay safe.